This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The United States' return to the Paris Climate Accord became official Friday, just 107 days after it left and almost 1 month after President Joe Biden told the United Nations that America wants back in. U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken said in a statement, quote, its purpose is both simple and expansive, to help us all avoid catastrophic planetary warming and to build resilience around the world to the impacts from climate change we already see, end quote. While Friday's return is heavily symbolic, world leaders say they expect America to prove its seriousness after 4 years of being pretty much absent. They are especially anticipating an announcement from the U.S. in coming months on its goal for cutting emissions of heat-trapping gases by 2030. At the G7 summit, U.S. President Joe Biden pledged $2 billion to the COVAX Global COVID-19 Vaccination Program. He also discussed plans to defeat the coronavirus and all, reopen the world economy, and counter challenges posed by China, the White House said. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson welcomed Group of Seven leaders Friday and told them the battered world economy needed to be rebuilt after the COVID-19 pandemic, with an ambitious plan to tackle climate change that would create millions of new jobs. Meanwhile, the European Union will announce it is doubling its contribution to the COVAX Global COVID-19 Vaccination Program to $1.2 billion. A European source said EU chiefs Ursula von der Leyen and Charles Michel are set to unveil the increased funding from the bloc's budget and pledge a further aid to support the fight against the virus in Africa. According to the source, this is to happen at the G7 meeting today. From Washington, this is VOA News. Iran renewed its call Friday for the U.S. to lift all sanctions imposed by former President Donald Trump after an offer for talks from new President Joe Biden's administration. The foreign minister tweeted Iran would immediately reverse its retaliatory measures if the U.S. lifts, quote, all sanctions imposed, reimposed, or relabeled by Trump, end quote. Thursday, the Biden administration offered talks with Iran, led by European allies, and reversed two largely symbolic steps against Tehran imposed by Trump as it sought to salvage a nuclear deal on the brink of collapse. U.S. officials are scrambling to reinforce the nation's cyber defenses following a sweeping hack that may have exposed government and corporate secrets to Russia. The breach involved hijacked software from Texas-based SolarWinds Incorporated, has exposed the limitations of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Agency. That's prompted the Biden administration and members of Congress to call for changes at the agency and more money. The administration proposed adding more than 30% to its budget and expects to propose additional measures in an upcoming executive order. Washington has reaffirmed its strategic defense partnership with Riyadh in the face of increased attacks by Yemeni rebels, but the move came in a call from the Pentagon, not the White House. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin condemned the Houthi attacks in a telephone conversation Thursday with his Saudi counterpart, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. The official Saudi press agency and the Pentagon both said this in a statement. Austin spoke with Prince Mohammed, quote, to reaffirm the strategic defense partnership between the United States and the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, end quote, the Pentagon statement said. Police in the Georgia capital of Tbilisi clashed Friday with opposition activists, detaining 20 protesters near the parliament a day after the prime minister resigned, the Sputnik Georgia news outlet reported. The prime minister since 2019 announced his resignation Thursday, citing a disagreement with his own team over the detention of Nika Malia, a prominent opposition politician. Malia had been accused of inciting violence at street protests in June 2019, a charge he has dismissed as politically motivated. Pfizer Incorporated and BioNTech have asked the U.S. health regulator to relax requirements for their COVID-19 vaccine to be stored at ultra-low temperatures, potentially allowing it to be kept in pharmacy freezers, they said Friday. Approval by the Food and Drug Administration could send a strong signal to other regulators around the world that may ease distribution of the shot in lower-income countries. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.